Tomorrow's News Today.
It's Sunday Night Live. Sunday, June 14th, 2026.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
President Trump's 80th birthday today, and he's kicking it off with a huge Roman Empire-style group of cage fights with the UFC. And I got mixed feelings about that. The left calls it toxic masculinity and, you know, hates it, and UFC is one of the few still pro-America sports out there, and I like Dana White and Joe Rogan and everybody else. So I know why Trump's doing it. But when you add it to the Knicks winning in New York and the city getting set on fire and all the violence and all mainly black folks running around going crazy. And then you look at all the World Cup hysteria going on. When you look at any society, civilization, empire in decline, this has happened all over the world for thousands of years before. So I don't think it's bad that Trump's having these boxing matches, these UFC matches, these mixed martial arts matches there. I mean, Teddy Roosevelt set up a boxing ring and had people come out and watch it, and he fought in some of it as well. Actually got blinded in one fight. So I see why Trump's doing it. At the same time, it is just part and parcel of what he knows is popular in America, and that's bread and circuses. And I can fill the entire show up tonight with folks in New York just mindlessly beating each other up because they're wearing... Well, I mean, if you dared to wear a Spurs jersey, people would attack you. Even if you're working at a restaurant behind the counter, people would just literally beat the living hell out of people. It's incredible. And there are a lot of white idiots and Hispanic idiots out there doing it, too. It's just absolutely what you see in a country in massive decline. And, of course, the great Nick Sordor just got countless insane shots. People firing high-powered mortar fireworks that can kill you at police horses. The police horses almost throw the riders off. Very, very dangerous. Police cars getting destroyed. School buses getting destroyed on fire. I mean, a lot of this garbage happened, obviously. And it's just going to intensify as we become more and more of a decadent society. But the biggest thing is idiots firing fireworks at point-blank range at police. That's a deadly weapon. And you see it with the Islamics over in Europe, and you see it more and more over here. And what are these young people going to do? Well, what jobs are they going to have? What is their future? And illiteracy is at all-time highs. With DEI, they're just handing out high school degrees, people that can't even write or do basic math. They're giving out college degrees now. They're basically the same. This is the breakdown of civilization. And it's very, very dangerous. Obviously, I'm stating something here that you already know, but it does remind me of that movie that had to come out 25 years ago, shot right here in Austin, Idiocracy, by the great Mike Judge, that predicted this type of society in 200 years. Well, we didn't need to wait 200 years. We have it right now. We got a big show, a ton of important news lined up for you. I'll tell you all about it when we come back in 60 seconds. Please share the live feeds right now on X at Real Alex Jones and on Rumble at rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live.
It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time has come to choose sides. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Share the links now at alexjoneslive.com.
Alex Jones is back. The InfoWar continues at alexjoneslive.com. And you can follow us on X at Real Alex Jones and on Rumble at The Alex Jones Show Live. Plus, you can download the app, alexjonesapp.com. So check it out now and let the deep state globalists know we will never be silenced.
And it's time for humanity to stand up and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
The next chapter in the war for humanity's minds begins now at alexjoneslive.com.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Well, if you're a TV viewer, radio listeners, I'll describe it. You are seeing shots right now from D.C. on the lawn of the White House, where a giant UFC stage and octagon has been set up to celebrate America's 250th anniversary, our birthday. And it's Trump's birthday, today. But coming up on July 4th, it's America's birthday, 250 years. And certainly something worth celebrating, because despite all our problems, we're still one of the freest and greatest nations that's ever existed, if not the freest and greatest, the best house in a bad neighborhood, and something the globalists are trying to dismantle and get rid of. So it's Trump's 80th birthday, and I think overall with the left trying to get rid of masculinity and, you know, get rid of competition and get rid of basically anything that doesn't turn you into a jellyfish, I think the UFC fight is overall healthy. And I'm glad to see things like that happening, because, again, even Teddy Roosevelt had boxing and sporting events there on that very same lawn. This is not the first time this is, stuff like this has been done, though obviously not on this grand scale. This is the first time for that. But if you add it together with everyone worshiping the World Cup and only caring about that, and the Knicks winning after decades of not winning, 50-plus years in New York, and the days of rioting and looting and burning down, you know, buildings and school buses and people just beating each other up for no reason. Overall, it's indicative that the entire Western world is resembling something more like Mike Judge's Idiocracy than it does a free and vibrant, informed civilization. And you cannot deny that historically, a culture, an empire in decline, always becomes obsessed with sports and all the other basic systems and freedoms, and even in the end, food ends up going by the wayside. And now Trump has spent so much time on politics and real issues and has gotten so much done, most of it good, now some of it bad, obviously, that he deserves to do something like that. And he's friends with Dana White and Joe Rogan, and I mean, I think it's UFC has been very pro-America. UFC has stood up to political correctness. The UFC was the first major sporting event to say screw you to the lockdowns and to reopen. Basically never closed in defiance of the left. And so it's a particularly Americana institution on a big scale. There's not many of those left. That said, I have a clip that I want to play right now of Sean Strickland arriving in D.C. a few nights ago, and everywhere he went being mobbed and chased by people that act like Elvis Presley had landed. And Sean Strickland's loved throughout the UFC, a great patriot and a great fighter with a great history, And all because he criticized the mass destruction in Gaza and Israel manipulating our internal politics, he was told via the White House through the UFC that he was not welcome there. And so as pro-Americana as the UFC is, the Trump admin is more and more becoming Israel first. And I know everybody's sick of the Iran situation 108 days into it. And it's just more of the same. Trump came out for the 46th time, I think it is, and declared victory. He says he's signing the peace deal tonight on his birthday. Iran says that's not true. He just does that basically every other day. I'm not trying to criticize Trump. It's just a fact. We've got a big stack of news there. But he is openly excoriating Israel for intensifying attacks in Lebanon and other areas in an open attempt to derail the peace deal. And Israel admits they're doing that and are hopping mad at Trump. Hey, you started the war. You launched the attacks first. You drug us into this. And now you're acting like, you know, Trump's bad, and they've got the Knesset leaders attacking him, saying he's betrayed you, stabbed you in the back. The mullahs didn't fall. The Strait of Hormuz is essentially closed. So that's the reality. You've already blown up most of their offensive equipment. You want regime change, and you want us to intensify and go to ground troops. The Israeli government said that, but Israel won't send its ground troops. And then Israel wants to send to Europe and the U.S., the refugees of these places. And now Israel's openly taking southern Lebanon and saying they're going to build settlements there. They're taking the Christians' land now, carpet bombing it. So Israel really is doing a lot of bad stuff right now. People go, but what about the Muslims? It's two different things. The Muslims, in general, are expanding. They're trying to take over. They're out of control. And we've gone from a million Muslims in the U.S. and Europe combined before 9/11 to 43 million in Europe alone, and what is it, like 10 million here in the U.S. or more. So we fought them over there to bring them over here. I don't want to hear it. And Israel's on record founding Hamas, funding Hamas, helping Al-Qaeda and ISIS. So is our government. So are the British. So is Turkey. 2 years ago, they handed control of Syria over to the leader of Al-Qaeda. I don't want to hear it that, oh, we're surrendering to Islam if we don't just go into a total war that never ends with Iran, that bankrupts the world, including the United States, and could lead to a wider regional war and potentially a nuclear war. So I've got that stack, but I basically already hit it. Trump was consistently a peace president in his first term. He has not been since then. He's now talking about regime change in Cuba, which I would love to see happen, but very risky. They got rid of Maduro, but just put his vice president a communist in. So now we have like a viceroy down there, and now our government runs the communist government down there. That's not what I call good regime change, but that's where we are. And it's killing Trump in the polls. The Democrats have come out and pledged that, quote, day one Epstein hearings if they flip the House. And Trump saying, you know, the Epstein thing's a hoax, only added a Streisand effect to it. Meanwhile, the Democrats, the ones that are mainly in the Epstein files, it's just Trump letting them grab victory from the jaws of defeat over and over and over again. Then we've got all this other news. White students no longer the majority nationwide in schools. And white children are right on the edge of not being the majority anymore either. And the issue is we're supposed to be this colorblind society, Martin Luther King and all that. That's great if people play by those rules. But the Hollywood, the left, the Democrats, the globalists worldwide fill all these people, or try to, that aren't white, full of hatred of white people. They couldn't sell black folks in the 50s and 60s liberation theology of communism, war on the rich. So instead they said, no, it's a class thing. It's the war on the whites, and the whites are enslaving you, and the whites are destroying you. And that's officially stuff that Frank Marshall Davis came up with, the head of the Communist Party here in the U.S., who is, of course, the confirmed father of Barack Hussein Obama. It's why he always said he was born in Kenya in all those speeches, and said in the Harvard Review that he was the editor of, that he was born in Kenya. So that would be the distraction. Then we'd have a fight about, okay, he wasn't really born here. He's not eligible when he was born in Hawaii to Frank Marshall Davis. But just never forget what we're up against. So I want to get into the UFC, and I want to get into this being the equivalent of, is this real? Oh, my gosh. This is going on right now. So they've got an eagle handler out there, like a falconer with a, I didn't even know you could do falconeering with an American eagle. Well, okay, I'm impressed. That was badass. See, because I love big spectacles in sports. You know, if it's celebrating the country and freedom and all the rest of it, I just it's everything's been ruined. The baseball, basketball, you know, football, just the anti-American Satanism, pedophilia, garbage is just truly going to make me throw up. But again, there's still that paradox that it's okay to have some sports and like sports at some level. Everybody deserves to have some time off and something fun. All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. Sports is the thing for young people to teach them, you know, endurance and focus and strategy and to get them in shape and teamwork. I love sports if you're in them or your family's watching you. But when it becomes your god and you're spending thousands of dollars to wear these jerseys of these players and Communist China basically controls the NBA and Soros and Black Lives Matter in the NFL. And I tried to watch a baseball game during the season and I turned it on and there wasn't, you know, all these whites are racist, evil people ads. You know what's on there. I'm just like, I'm not having anything to do with any sports that pushes anti-family, anti-human, anti-God, anti-American crap. So I would give this UFC on a scale of 1 to 10, pro-America, pro-freedom, a 90. It would have gotten a 100 if they didn't have a list the White House put out of anybody that criticizes Israel, like Sean Strickland, can't be there. So let's play a clip, and this is a shorter clip. It's like everywhere he went, he got mobbed. Restaurants, the street, he literally was getting mobbed so hard. And believe me, this has happened to me before. It's you got to get out of there. Once more people start coming, there's no security. They're trying to push in over you to get to you. It's only happened a few times where there's big enough crowds happen with me, like the RNC and stuff, and you got to get out of there. Here is Sean Strickland, who should be front and center at the UFC. He's a famous UFC guy. He's been pro-Trump, but he's anti-First Amendment. And, you know, the Israel First lobby should be running the White House and shouldn't be saying who can be there. It should have been decided by Dana White and by the president. And I guarantee you, Trump does not even know about this, but let's go ahead and play a Strickland being mobbed.
Trump banned me, that pedophile. I gotta go. Yo.
That's crazy. He's ready.
He's running.
Oh, my God,
they're
chasing him.
Yes. We almost died.
Now, again, navigating this, here's a clip from Gladiator where the two senators are talking about how the new emperor actually knows what he's doing, increasing the games, because that's what those emperors actually did. As things got more corrupt, they would increase the games as a distraction. Is that what Trump's doing here? I call balls and strikes. No. He talked about having the UFC there 7-8 years ago in the last admin in the middle of it. And I know Dana White's been pushing this for a long time. And so, no, this is something that was coming forever. So I don't see Trump doing it as a diversion. This is the kind of stuff Trump likes. That's why he goes to so many UFC fights. Here it is.
150 days of games.
He's cleverer than I thought.
Clever. The whole of Rome would be laughing at him. They weren't so afraid of his Praetorian.
Fear and wonder, a powerful combination.
You really think that people are going to be seduced by that?
I think he knows what Rome is. Rome's the mob. You conjure magic for them and they'll be distracted. You take away their freedom and still they'll war. The beating heart of Rome. It's not the marble of the Senate. It's the sand of the Colosseum. He'll bring them death. And they will love him for it.
And the Romans also like conquering and war and domination and victories more than anything. That's why when Julius Caesar, who was exiled into Germania, They thought he would be defeated because everybody else had been defeated for 200 years. When he beat the Germans after 14 years, he became the superstar. So Americans are a lot less warlike than the Romans were, who literally worshiped the god of war, Mars. And you could say in the last 30 years we got lured into supporting some really bad wars. But Americans now, upwards of 80%, don't support the Iran war, don't support the Ukraine war. That is a healthy, good thing. It's not that Americans are wimps. It's that we understand this is for the military-industrial complex. These are forever wars. They're not for American interest while our country falls apart and while our recovery gets derailed by it. But here's a few clips from Idiocracy, that parallels not so much even the UFC thing, but the World Cup, the Knicks finally winning a championship, the 2-3 days of rioting, all the fights, burning everything down. I mean, this is totally idiotic. This is Idiocracy. This is what we need to get away from. Here it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of America!
Sit your monkey ass down. Chill out. And the dust storms, and we running out of French fries and burrito coverings.
Yeah.
But I gotta sit.
You're a dick!
South Carolina, what's up? That's what I thought! You know, right now. But listen up. I got a 3-point plan to fix everything.
Break it down, Macho.
Number one, we got this guy not sure. Number two, he's got a higher IQ than any man alive. And number three, he's gonna fix everything. I give you my word as president. Fix the problems with all the dead crops. He's going to make them grow again.
All right, let's stop there and go to the monster truck clip. But just first, I want to say this. When was Idiocracy made? Like 25 years ago? I don't remember. I remember when they were shooting in Austin. Of course, I've been friends with Mike Judge a long time, but I forget when they made it. But the point is, 20-something years later, it's all coming true. The IQs are dropping straight down across the board. Black, white, Hispanic, you name it. They're all dropping. Life expectancy is dropping across the Western world. I mean, we are a toxic society. We're a toxic culture. I don't say that to run us down. I say it so we can fix it. Including myself a couple years ago, I was like way overweight, 50 pounds. Started working out, getting my act together. Idiocracy, 2006. Yeah, 21 years ago. Wow. But they actually... At the White House also have like Evel Knievel dirt bike jumping. I saw that was going on too. But I got to tell you, I like it because again, the left is just absolutely pulling out their hair because they control all the other big spectacles and attach it to all their crap. And then after we play this clip from Idiocracy with the monster trucks, Let's go to actual real clips going on right now with the American Eagle swooping in, landing on the lady's arm, and the sun setting. I mean, this is going to be an extravaganza tonight. And I can tell you that I don't mind the fighting. When I was younger, I like seeing people beat each other half to death, and I get the skill and all of it. And I've been invited to a lot of these. I've been to a lot of these with Joe. I've sat there in second row, which you think is a good seat. It's actually terrible. You can't really see. The better ones are just the first level up. But there's just so many other serious things in the world, I just can't get into it. But I don't blame people that like it. And because it's natural, it's human, and men want to be warriors and watch warriors, and they're trying to breed that out of us. So I think overall it's healthy. I think toxic masculinity is something we need. It's not toxic. And so that's why I support the particular brand of Bread and Circus brought to us by Dana White and Joe Rogan. It's not just because I know him and friends with him and the UFC follows me on X. It's just a fact that I think anybody with half a brain understands that. that we need to get back to our basic roots. I think Teddy Roosevelt would agree with that as well. Let's go ahead and go to these clips.
Hey, rehabilitation? One night? Doesn't sound so bad.
Not so bad, huh? Here's some highlights from last week's rehabilitation. And who could forget that wonderful finish by rehab officer Tylenol Jones? And tomorrow night looks even more better. Word is that Beef Supreme himself might come out of retirement.
Okay, let's meet our rehabilitation officers for tonight. With a combined record of 62 kills, please welcome Billy Wawamba and the Dildozer! And his brother, Bobby Wawamba, and the Ass Blaster!
I got a truck too, right?
Yeah, here it comes. Get in.
Yeah, you still got the chain.
They made this movie for like $6 million. When he wanted to make a Beavis and Butthead movie, they made him agree to make three other movies, and they made him execute the contract. So he shot it in, I think they said, 2 weeks with $6 million in Austin. It is an incredible movie for that budget. It's a masterpiece of comedy. If you haven't seen it,
he cost millions of people their jobs. Let's get ready to rehabilitate, not sure.
They rehabilitate by killing. And of course, they put Gatorade on the crops while everything's dying. Everything's owned by corporations, and everybody forgot how everything works. It's just all automated.
Everybody guessed this is
basically
how
AI. And this makes everybody stupider. Beef Supreme. And then look, the truck's too big to go through the door. Nobody thought about that. So this is exactly what's going on with all these foreign drivers. It's the movies has multiple layers to it. It's just it's a masterpiece. Because Mike Judge is a comic genius. Okay. Let's go out to break with the American Eagle flying into the real event going on at the White House right now, to the left's total chagrin. Then we'll come back into all the serious news. Stay with us. Here's the clip of the Bald Eagle. Look at this. That's real. That's not AI, baby. A falconer with an American Eagle. I mean, I knew you could do that, but it was very rare. Wow. Those are mean birds right there, boy. Tear your face off like that. That is awesome. But it's getting a little President Camacho, isn't it? Well, that's the way we're going, so might as well make it Americana, huh? Take that, you in. Take that, left. We'll be right back. Stay with us on Alex Jones. Share the live feed down. Roll off shows on X. Share it. Unleash the power. Bigly took 2 years to do this, our great sponsor. I'm not bitching. It's amazing. They got the highest rated. We published the studies, showed it to you, the big third-party testing firms. The highest quality, gravity-fed filters, cuts out all the thousands of different preventable chemicals like atrazine and glyphosate to non-detectable levels, meaning zero, basically. Can't detect it. That's the highest rating. With the most beautiful stainless steel. 3-gallon system. You can get the stand if you want to. A lot of people don't even need the stand. Looks great in your kitchen, great at your business, but the most important thing is it cuts all these toxins out. This is the number one thing you should do for your family, for people, your coworkers. This is no more bottled water, no more, you dump swamp water in this, pool water, whatever, it cuts everything out, and it funds the operation. Everybody needs one of these. This is a home run. I am so impressed because I've been bitching at Bigly. Like 2 years ago, we started, hey, we need this, here's the ratings, this is the highest thing, I want stainless steel. You can go out and find the company, the manufacturers, go to the, I want the highest quality, lowest price. They're selling crap. They don't even have the good filters. This isn't even stainless steel. It's plastic. For more than this, get yours now, thealexjonesstore.com. Commit to yourself to get the poisons out of the water. It's one of the biggest moves you can make to take control of your life, and it funds this operation. Order it now at thealexjonesstore.com. Take action. And there's a big sale that's going to end Sunday night at midnight, and that is Ultimate Life Force, the ultimate spike protein cardiovascular booster for everybody. That is 50% off. Bunch of other deals. They're going to end soon at thealexjonesstore.com. Widest selection of Patriot apparel and more. And the live feeds of the show are at thealexjonesstore.com as well.
Nice try, globalist, but Alex Jones is still here, and he's not f***ing leaving.
Hi, folks. I'm Dr. Bigley. Today's presentation will be about methylene blue and you.
Dr. Bigley, what does methylene blue do?
Great question, Billy. It has to do with your mitochondria, the powerhouse of your cells. Let's bring out the mitochondria now!
Right.
As I was saying, methylene blue supercharges your mitochondria, which does wonders for your mental clarity, stamina, and overall pep. Just look at him go!
Gee, Dr. Bigley, he must have drank a lot of methylene blue. He was bouncing off the walls.
Right you are, Billy. He sure drank a lot. Let's continue, shall we?
Billy, did you know that methylene blue can cure communism?
No, sir. Can I see?
Why, certainly, Billy. Take a look over there.
Behold, Ivan, a Ruski doggedly determined to undermine our way of life. Careful, Billy. He bites. Oh. Look. Vodka. Potato hooch. Watch. The communism is slowly leaving his body.
Wow! The methylene blue cured the red right out of him.
So, how do you feel?
Gee, Doc, I don't know what got into me. I feel like $1 million now. Say, where can I get some more of that blue stuff in case I become retarded again?
You can find it on the alexjonesstore.com.
What does .com mean?
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. I want to finish up on the bread and circuses, and then I want to move into what's happening geopolitically and domestically, as well as the economy and big developments on the AI front, as more and more people, more and more institutions figure out that really it's big, but not as big as they're saying. And the power grab and the data centers and the AI taking over our lives and our jobs is being forced, and it's nowhere as near as powerful as they say it is. It's not original. It just regurgitates back at us what it thinks is the most prominent or pertinent or important information that we said. It's basically a mirror that we look at. Now, I got an important John Bowne report I want to air, the latest one he put out, that ties into all of this. We'll play in just a moment. And then we come back I'm going to illustrate something that's quite shocking and that a lot of you probably already saw when it came out last night and today. And that's a young woman in Brazil. And they're supposedly going to bungee cord jump, but they didn't think that the professional company that does it to actually hook it up to her leg. That reminds me of the doctors that'll saw off the wrong leg, or they're supposedly doing heart surgery and they take out a kidney. But that's why I don't go do skydiving and things. I'm not scared of skydiving. I've done idiotic things like that when I was younger. But I'm not going to take a risk on something just for entertainment that puts my whole life at risk. I'll put my life at risk for something that's important, but I won't put it at risk just for thrill-seeking. We'll get to that coming up. But first, here's John Bowne's latest report.
Now, we have a country that wants to build nuclear weapons and blow us off the face of the earth. And I personally am getting sick and tired of people saying, why are we doing this? Why are we doing this? What do you mean, why are we doing this? You think we just picked Iran out of a hat? What have we become here? For me to take a position like this, I'm a warmonger, I'm Israel first.
Mr. Levin, Israel's, Netanyahu's Mossad plan didn't work. We were right.
And was never successful in television at all. Right. And Hannity got him that job on the weekends. It never rated. It doesn't rate now. Nobody watched it just because he's not good.
You guys are reviled. And you want to hitch your wagon up to us and have us go off on your kamikaze mission for greater Israel.
The only impediment, the only obstacle to this beautiful vision is Hezbollah. They want war, not peace. They want death, not life. They will sacrifice as many of you as possible to achieve their sick aims. Don't let your future be dictated by medieval theocrats hell-bent on destroying our common civilization.
The whole world's turned against you. It's time to accept the gains you got blowing up most of Iran's equipment and their proxy armies. And you've got all your industry and per capita, you're the richest country in the world. We're falling apart. You should just shut up and go quiet and hope everybody moves on. But we know you're not going to do that. You're going to false flag to play victim. You're going to demonize your political opposition. You're continue to control Congress.
Who do you care about more, the American people or Israel? American people or Israel, sir? Who do you care about more, the American people or Israel? No answer? Who do you care about more, the American people or Israel? American people or Israel, sir? Who do you care about more, the American people or Israel? Well, who do you care about more? American people or Israel, sir? Who do you care about more, the American people or Israel? American people or Israel, sir? Is it so hard to say you care about the American people who you're here to serve? I'm trying to ask all members I can this question, very simple. Who do you care about more, the American people or Israel?
American people.
You are the first to have given me that answer, sir. Thank you.
Yep. American people. Number one, man.
You're going to continue to primary people. You're going to continue to go around terrorizing everybody with the ADL, the Southern Poverty Law Center, and it's just, it's going to end in total disaster. I'm like the FBI with a bullhorn talking to the bank robbers that have got hostages saying, you're already in a lot of trouble. You want to spend 20 years in prison, or you want to have the SWAT team come in?
Come on out, Sonny.
And then even if you survive, you're going to end up on death row at a Supermax. Come on. Come on out. Come on. Put the gun down. Come on, Ben-Gavir. Netanyahu. Nope, stop it. You can stop doubling down now. You have somehow taken the Islamics that used to be the most unpopular people in the world and turned them into victims. What a spectacular job you've done. You know, Israel prides itself on thinking long term. Well, you've not been thinking long term or second, third, fourth, fifth order effects. Because if you did, you'd listen to all the former Mossad chiefs that are living and almost every former top general. They've all gone public for over a year saying Netanyahu is going to trigger a giant war that will end up destroying Israel. So for all of you Israel worshipers, you Christian Zionists, and you low-grade moron Zionist, and all the rest of you idiots. If I really had it out for the Jews, and I really wore secret Hitler underwear, I would be egging you on right now and telling you you're doing a great job. Napoleon said, never interrupt your enemy when they're making a mistake. Well, I'm not your damn enemy. I am an enemy of your psychotic leaders that are out of their minds and who know that if they don't keep a war going, they're going to prison. And I don't like being held hostage by Ben Yavir and Netanyahu. You like being held hostage by him? You got Stockholm Syndrome? You just go be mentally ill over there. But get out of our way.
I want to thank the viewers.
And I'm going to finish up with Iran. Big developments, but it's just more of the same, so I'm not going to spend much time on it. But I want to tie it into Mondami and tie it into the UK, where they're putting all the Muslims in charge, the police forces, mayors, same thing in Europe. All of these foreign interests, whether it's the Chinese or the Muslims or the Israel First lobby or the EU trying to control our government and systems and our speech, as Americans, we have to get territorial again, and we have to get on Congress's ass, they're doing some of it, and dislodge all these foreign interests. But I harp on Israel because no one can deny it's the big elephant in the room right now, really trying to take over, merge their military, get all our secrets. It's in all the big defense bills right now. It's crazy. But I wanted to just play a clip because every day I come across hundreds of these on Palestinian TV saying kill all the Jews, train their kids to kill, kill, kill. I'm not defending all of these people and what they're doing. And not all of them are like this. Not all of them deserve to die. And it was Israel in the late 70s founded Hamas to be a destabilizing effect. And Netanyahu continued to fund them and stood down on October 7th. So see, it's a lot bigger than just are you for the Muslims or are you for the Jews. It's more sophisticated. But here's just a short clip of kindergarten graduation party in Gaza. Palestinian children in Gaza are taught to be terrorists. They have been planning, and it goes on from there. So here it is. And this goes on every year.
המופע האומנותי המושקע על כך אין חולק היה בגדר חיקוי אחד לאחד של דרך הטרור הפלסטיני נגד ישראל עד לפרטים הקטנים ביותר לבושים במדים של הג'יהאד האסלאמי ואוחזים ברובי צעצוע הציגו הילדים שלב אחרי שלב פלישה לבסיס של צה"ל תחילה מפקד החוליה יורה והורג את החייל הישראלי לאחר מכן הוא מסמן לחבריו להצטרף, ואז פורצים כולם.
All right, so this is a bunch of tribal warfare. It's been going over thousands of years. We need to not be part of it. Meanwhile, Israel is continuing to carpet bomb Lebanon, and it says they're going to take southern Lebanon and kick the Christians out. So that's really friendly. So the Christians are stuck between the Muslims and Israel. Meanwhile, New York City faces cash flow problem. Mondami team working through the weekend. Major shortfalls of hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars, totaling billions. But don't worry. Don't worry. The police basically have been told to stand down during all the rioting with the Knicks victory. Crazed Knicks fans plunge New York City into celebration chaos as NBA Finals. Ecstasy turns violent. And then we have Mondami massively increasing funding for transgender surgeries in New York. So just remember that Mondami is an Islamic first, too. And his job, just like the Somalis, is for his people, the Islamics. These people aren't just not America first. They're anti-American. New York City Mayor Mondami announces multi-million investment in gender-affirming care weeks after claiming city is in a historic budget crisis. He said he could give people free bus rides. They just increased the prices by double. So, again, whatever Mondami says with all his communist rhetoric, now I'm seizing private property, you name it, the opposite happens. Now, finishing up on the Iran situation, these articles are all up at alexjoneslive.com, our new news site. Please share that with all the live feeds and articles and special reports and anything you see us airing here. If you want to see more of it, it's at alexjoneslive.com. Remember, you're the emissaries of truth. The dog don't hunt unless you take action and share that link. Say, hey, Alex Jones is still on air. Here it is. The Outpost of Liberty, the bad guys don't want you to know about. The forbidden information is at alexjoneslive.com. Be sure and follow us. It's all free at rumble.com/Alex Jones Show Live, right up there. And, of course, Real Alex Jones on X. Israel fury at emerging Iran deal is spilling into the open, with one official reportedly telling YNET News, Trump stabs in the back. That was Mario in the fall this morning. Now it's all over the Israeli news saying just that. Let's not blow it. Trump says after Tehran warns Israel strike on Beirut, risk U.S.-Iran deal. Trump says the new Israel attack on Beirut should not have happened. Also warns Hezbollah not to blow it. Trump says tonight he's signing the peace deal with Iran. Iran says that's not true. He's done that over 40 times now. It's just wishful thinking. I don't know what it is. Trump screwed us. Israeli officials reportedly fuming over emerging Iran peace deal. Big article about Alex Jones. Live.com if you want to see all the details for yourself. Trump warns Israel and Iran not to blow it after new strikes threaten emerging ceasefire. Israel will not withdraw from Gaza, Lebanon, Syria, West Bank, says the government in direct defiance of Trump. It's their country. They can do that. They just shouldn't run us and try to keep us in the war. Israel must retain freedom to strike Iran to stop nuclear program, and they've been striking Iran again the last few days. And it just goes on from there, trying to derail the peace deal. That's fine. Israel should be able to do whatever it wants, but it should deal with the consequences itself and not drag us into it. Now, I'm about to show you something that is the stuff of nightmares, but it illustrates the idiocracy world we live in and how things are getting worse and worse. And this, what you're about to see, is I've seen this happen just from memory at least 10 times in the last few decades, where someone goes to bungee jump and the rope's not, the rubber band's not tied right to their leg, or it's not even connected, and they jump off and fall to their deaths. Well, in this case, they didn't even tie the rope, period, to her leg, the elastic rope, and so she just swan dives into her death in Brazil. The full article is at alexjoneslive.com. Shock video, woman 21, a beautiful young lady, dies after workers forget to attach rope before throwing her off a bridge at the professional bungee facility. So, I mean, there's the damn rope right there. Let's put that photo up on screen if you can, that you have on my screen. There's the rope right there. And then you can clearly see there's no rope tied to her leg. And she's dead now. Devastating footage out of Brazil shows woman plunged to her death from bridge during rope jump after workers failed to attach the rope. So viewer discretion advised. But again, people try to get me go bungee jumping, try to get me go skydiving. And I just say, nope, I'm not going to risk my life just for a thrill. It's not that I'm scared to do it when I was young and more of a moron than I am now. We're all kind of dumb in ways. We all skipped school. I was like 14. The older guys and girls were driving around in a convoy. And we had some Milwaukee's Best, you know, with us and stuff, cheapest beer you could get. And we drive out to the countryside, and there's a railroad trestle that's at least 200 feet off this river. And everybody stands around and challenges each other to jump off of it. And finally, I got tired of it and everybody being scared to do it. So I jumped off. It was in the winter, by the way, in the freezing water. Thought I pointed my legs down to my hands. Did, but it still hurt, knocked the air out of me. Peeled some of the skin off the top of my fingers from the cuticle. My fingers were bleeding. And it knocked the air out of me, and I almost drowned and barely, you know, got back to land. Also had, never had a professional enema, but this was one, unprofessional. Whole bunch of water shot up in me. It was not a good scene. Coming out of the water, you know, crapping myself. And I'm just telling young people out there, I've got so many friends that I've known and people that have gone out at night to a river, jumped off some deal, broke their leg, broke their neck. I know you all have stories too. This type of stuff is stupid. And you're risking your life and you're doing it for no reason. And the bigger thing is, why don't we risk our time and energy fighting for freedom and educating folks and going to political rallies and going to events? You know, I go to the dangerous political rallies where Antifa says they're coming to kill us because I got to exercise the free speech. I got to get out there. I got to go out and challenge the COVID lockdowns that are arresting you for being on the street. We had to do that. It was a calculated risk. But just my, and I'm not putting you down like a skydiver bungee cord. I'm just telling you what I tell my children, ages 23, 22, 18, and 9. Don't take risks that don't matter at the end of the day. Take risks for things that do matter. So here's the footage of them hauling her up like she's a goddess. They're about to throw into a volcano in Hawaii. This is in Brazil. and just throwing her off the edge. It's devastating. And then footage of her beautiful dead body, poor young soul at the bottom. Here it is. I mean, these guys are the biggest idiots I've ever seen. It's negligent manslaughter. They should all at least serve 5 years in jail. I mean, these people are just complete. It's supposed to be a harness. She's got a harness on, but they didn't tie it to it. Unbelievable. Here she is. Oh, not funny now. So, and I can't tell you how many people I've known that get a motorcycle. If you're going to get a motorcycle, if you lived out in the countryside, you had to drive into a factory or a power plant or you're a police officer and you're out in the middle of the countryside, statistically, you got to watch out for deer and rabbits and things. But a motorcycle makes sense to save money on the gas. They're a lot of fun. If you got a motorcycle that you trailer and you take out to the hill country, you take out to the desert, then they're great. But I can't tell you how many friends and family, including a coworker, are dead. Joe Jennings, one of our great engineers, out there driving his Harley up in North Austin, Round Rock, and a guy ran a red light and knocked him 100 feet into a telephone pole, and a lady ran up to help him, and she just saw the light go out of his eyes, and he died right there. And I'm not usually a nanny state guy, but I remember saying to Joe Jennings just a few months before, he drove his Harley into work one day, and I said, man, I said, because, I mean, driving around Austin, Texas is like Frogger. I mean, in a car, it's dangerous, and you've at least got some protection. And I said, Joe, because I noticed he was driving to work almost every day, that big old Harley. And I said, Joe, he's such a sweetheart. I said, Joe, why don't you drive your car? And he goes, Alex, it's fine. It's safe. Dead. My uncle almost killed in a motorcycle accident. Somebody ran a red light. I mean, I know so many people dead and absolutely their lives shattered by motorcycles. And look, I'm not the nanny state. I'm not saying ban them. I'm not saying don't let you have them. I'm not saying you should wear a helmet unless you want to. I'm just simply saying, why do people risk their lives for thrills, but they won't risk their lives for freedom? Why do people get so upset about their sports team losing or so excited they burn everything down when they win? How does a game matter so much versus the real game of life and being engaged? All right, next hour, I am going to get into the latest in the UK, the latest with the Islamists here. Tulsi Gabbard set to leave, her last report out on the biolabs and the serious danger in Ukraine. They tried to deny, but it's been confirmed for a long time, but she released shocking information. That's coming up. We're also going to dovetail that with reports by Robert Malone and other very credible people that the word is RFK Jr. will be gone after July 4th, which fits with the whole trend of Tulsi Gabbard and others. She was run out of there. I've confirmed that at the highest level. They just used the cancer thing, which is real, too, as a face saver, because she doesn't want to be adversarial with the president. But he's pissed at her that she told him the Iran war would be a bad idea. Instead of celebrating her, giving him real advice, Trump doesn't like that now. And so she is gone. And that is a really sad thing. Now, will RFK Jr. be gone? We're going to find out very, very soon. We've got the latest on that coming up next hour. Before we go to break, remember, we're listener supported. I'm funded by you. And that means I sell you products that are game changers, that really work, that are the very best, whether it's the water filtration systems, whether it's the collectible knives, whether it's the Patriot apparel, some of the best designs, widest selection, and the supplements are the very, very best. Now, we have these new gravity-fed filters, beautiful, highest quality stainless steel, made by one of the top factories in the world, with the very best, highest-rated, gravity-fed carbon filters that cut all the glyphosates and atrazine and thousands of other chemicals down to non-detectable levels. That means you're not allowed under the law to say nothing's there. Just the spectrometers, these testing systems turned up to the highest levels, can find nothing. It is the highest-rated filtration system with the most beautiful, high-quality, highest-rated stainless steel. No competitor comes close, and this is less money than crap units that don't have the best filters and don't have the stainless steel. I mean, every piece of this is incredible. The stand is optional. If you want it, it's great as well. This three does 3 gallons at a time, goes through it really quick. Great for your business, great for your restaurant, great for your home. You owe it to your family to not drink all the forever chemicals that is causing so many of our health problems and infertility and cancer and heart disease and everything else. This is one of the greatest areas to clean up your body. Your body's over 70% water. You get the filters right now at thealexjonesstore.com. The first round sold out, like I told you it would, but more come in 2 weeks. So when you order now, you're at the front of the line. It looks like already the pre-orders, where you, in like a week or so, we're just going to take it off the site for a while because it looks like we're going to sell out of the pre-orders for the amount that's coming in 2 weeks. So if you want to get this, want to support the broadcast, go now and get at the head of the line, and then you're funding our operation, and you get the filter as soon as it comes in. And they're trying to ramp up. It's a costly unit for them over at Bigley to ramp up and get a larger stock so it's in all the time. Because people know gravity filters. They can see the tests that are on the site. They can look at this baby. They know I'm not hyping this. For the price, you can't even get anywhere close to this. You can spend $500 and not get something this good. There's nothing on the market this good, and this starts at like $300. And if you're a VIP, it's even less. This is an insane deal. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Separately, this sale ends, I think it's tonight. But, no, it is a couple days. End of spring super sale, 50% off Ultimate Life Force. Now listen to me. This is the cardiovascular booster, great for young people, absolutely needed for older folks. There's spike protein everywhere. Even if you take the COVID shots, it's shedding, it spreads. This detoxifies that, pulls it out, and supercharges your whole heart and your whole cardiovascular system. This is the two top-selling, best-rated brands combined into one formula. No one has anything near this. This is the kitchen sink, Ultimate Life Force, 50% off as part of the end of spring super sale. It's also 40% off methylene red, methylene blue, all of it. It's just zeolite detox. It's all there, and it funds the operation. You owe it to yourself to experience these products. But if you get just one product, get methylene blue. We have the very best. It's a total game changer. Super intense, amazing energy, no letdown. Cleans out your cells. It's amazing. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you so much for your support, for keeping us on the air. Hour number two is straight ahead. Back in 2 minutes. Stay with us.
Hi, folks. Doc Bigley here, and today we're going to get to know our H2O. Billy, what kind of water do you drink?
Why, tap water, of course. Ma says it keeps my teeth sparkly white.
I'm sorry to say it, Billy, but your mother is either plain ignorant or worse, a communist. Let me explain.
Tap water used to be safe to drink, but communist subversives in our government introduced fluoride into our nation's tap under the guise of dental health, when in reality, fluoride lowers your IQ, calcifies your pineal gland, and makes you susceptible to anti-capitalist mind viruses.
So you're telling me I'm a sap if I drink tap?
Yes, you are, Billy. Yes, you are.
But don't despair. We've found a solution. Follow me.
I'd like to tell you a tale of two frogs.
Frog number one has only ever drank unfiltered tap water, chock full of fluoride. Observe him listening to satanic music, abusing substances, and engaging in other perversions.
Look, Doc, they're trying to play leapfrog. They're pretty bad at it, though.
Avert your eyes, Billy. Let's continue.
Meanwhile, frog number two has only ever drank water that has been filtered for fluoride and other impurities. What a happy frog family.
Spill the secret, Doc. How do you get rid of the communist poisons?
With the new water filter system from the AlexJonesStore.com.
Say, Doc, may I have a glass?
Why, certainly. Well, that's just swell. No water in the water filter. Listen, I'm not mad at the crew, but I asked for real water in here 30 minutes ago and never got it.
Crew's in trouble again.